Welcome to Cover Conversations, a podcast created by the local Gov Health and Wellness team for both those who use our health insurance benefits and the employers who offer them. Each month, we'll have a conversation with relevant information related to the health insurance we provide. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Covered Conversations. I'm Michelle Walden, the Communications Director for the Local Government Health Insurance Board, and I have Jessica O'Donnell, our Chief Benefits Officer for the board. And we are joined today by Arlene Edlin. She's the Vice President of National Sales with Prime Therapeutics. Prime is coming on board. They're going to be our pharmacy benefit manager effective January 1, 2025. We are excited about this partnership, and we are also excited to welcome you, Arlene, into
Thank
our
you.
Podcast. Yeah,
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
Arlene, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and, like, what's your role? What does that mean, the Vice President of National Sales? What does that mean with Prime Therapeutics?
Okay, sure. Thank you very much. So I have been in pharmacy benefit management for over 20 years, and always in sales. And what I like about my role here at Prime and throughout the years is that when you think of sales, sometimes people think maybe that could be something negative. But for me, sales means providing solutions. How can we provide solutions to clients and their members? And that's really why I enjoy it, because I am in a position to provide solutions that make a positive difference to clients and their members. And so the role at Prime is really to meet with, in national accounts, to meet with larger plan sponsors that are looking to self-insure their pharmacy benefit, carve out, and come up with flexible services that really align with the client, with LGHIB. And what I also like about what I do is that if you think about pharmacy benefits in general, everyone takes prescription drugs, whether it's, you know, something acute or something long-term, everyone takes prescription drugs. So therefore, we are in a position to make a positive difference. And that's what I like about my role.
Well, we're excited. For those who have been with our plan for a while, Prime Therapeutics was our former pharmacy benefit manager up until the end of 2019, and we transitioned to somebody else, to OptumRx. And so we're happy to welcome you guys back into our plan family as a partner. Before we get into a little bit of that, let's do a little bit more background about Prime. Like, what is Prime's purpose, and how does it align with the purpose of, and kind of our mission and stuff with local gov health and wellness?
Sure. Great question. So when you think about Prime and our purpose, it's high level, but I think everyone can relate to it. So our purpose really is to make sure that we provide excellent services to our members and clients. And when you think about member care, think about it from the perspective of providing similar care to those who you would want to provide care to, your loved ones. And so the alignment with LGHIB and Prime, when I first started meeting with LGHIB, I quickly realized we are very much aligned. And we are very much aligned because both of us are offering services and capabilities that benefit the member, right? So pharmacy years and years ago was not as complex as it is today. Today, it's extremely complex. It's expensive. It's hard to navigate. Specialty products are out there, very expensive products. So, again, it's going back to making sure your members are getting what they need in the time frame in which they need it, and at, obviously, you know, a reasonable or a good cost. So when I think about alignment, the bottom line is, what can we do to help you care for your members? And that's what really Prime is all about.
Going into that member services that you just talked about and the customer services and providing that element for our members, our subscribers, we're really excited. Do you want to share the news about the customer service and all of that with Prime and how our members will be able to reach out?
Sure, absolutely. So we have partnered with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama. We understand they are your medical provider. And one of the reasons behind the partnership is to think about what is a good solution for you as our client. And obviously, what works for the member obviously will work for you guys as well. So thinking about call center customer service, we have partnered with the Blues, who will handle the member service calls during the day. And then for after-hour calls and weekends, Prime will handle those calls. So it will be integrated. So regardless of which member, which customer service rep answers the phone, they will have access to all the patient information. So it will be integrated. And so we have both organizations really coming together for the betterment of you know, LJHMB, our client.
So in short, what's really great is that people can call the Blue Cross Blue Shield customer service number that's on their card, that's on their Blue Cross card, and they'll be able to talk to somebody that's, I mean, they're located in Birmingham. So it's right in our backyard here in the state of Alabama. So that's really nice to bring that back home, back, you know, in our area. And then I did kind of get ahead of myself, but another cool thing about this transition to Prime that I think our subscribers will be happy about is that insurance card. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so the card will be one ID card. So I've heard in the past from you and others that there were two ID cards, one for prescription, one for medical. And so we worked with the Blues, who will print one ID card with your logo on it. So it makes it seamless for the member. Anything that we can do to improve the member journey, make life a little bit easier, that's what we're trying to do. So we are collaborating with the Blue Cross, with the Blues of Alabama, on some other administrative services that will help you LJHIB implement and service a little bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are excited about that, with one insurance card that will cover for both medical, dental, if the person has dental with our program, as well as the prescription drug program. Those cards we hope to get out before January 1, so that way people will be able to utilize it effective January 1. But we are excited about that, about going from two cards to one card. I think it'll be that right there will just be wonderful for our members. So everybody will receive a new card moving forward before January 1. So, and I keep talking about that change to Prime, about that effective date of January 1st. What else do people need to know about the transition?
Yeah. So there's not a whole lot of change, but some things will change. So one, as you know, the plan design is not changing. So the plan design that is implemented today, that will be the same. But what will change is our formulary. Prime's formulary is different from your incumbents. So members will need to understand where their drug falls on our tier, and they can call customer service after November 1st to get a better understanding of how that works.
And when we have that drug formulary, when we're privy to those changes, we will also send out information. We will post that on our website as well, lghip.org. So that way people have that information and they can be prepared before the January 1 transition.
Yep, so. Absolutely. I mean, that's the best approach, because what you don't want is someone going to the pharmacy on January 1st or 2nd, and they're confused and they're not understanding. So the more we can communicate and we can help you communicate, the better, obviously, experience for the member. The other item where there could be a slight change is the retail network. So all major chains participate. There's no change there. There could be a change within independent pharmacies. So for members, I would suggest, if it's, you know, after November 1st, call customer service, let them know the name of your retail pharmacy, if it's an independent, and ask them if they participate in our network. If they don't, then we are happy to solicit them to see if they could possibly join. So those are the two things that I think will be changing slightly. Other than that, I'm confident that the member journey will be excellent. And so if you think about change, I think that's going to be a change for the better. It's not a whole lot of change, but I think as time goes on and the members see how we pay attention to detail and care, I think they'll realize that there is a positive change.
Yeah, and I think we're really looking forward to the holistic experience for the members with the collaboration between Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama and Prime. So whether it's a medical issue or a pharmacy issue that you need, there's one place to go. There's one card to use. So I think that will be very beneficial for the members. And just knowing that you two are integrated, I think that gives people a peace of mind that the person that they're talking to has has their whole experience in the notes, in the charts that they can reference.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. It will make that member journey easier. And so that's our plan, is just to really focus on the member and see how we can improve outcomes, both from a clinical perspective as well as a cost perspective.
What about the specialty solutions, those who are on our plan who have specialty medications, those specialty products? A lot of them are injectables and all of that. So how will Prime handle those specialty medications as we transition and moving forward?
Yep, absolutely. And that's it's a great question. And specialty is not highly utilized. It's about 2% of the population that takes specialty medications. But if you think about from a cost perspective, it's over 50% of the costs. So there's an opportunity to impact outcomes from a care perspective as well as cost. So how we will work on the transition is Accredo is our specialty provider. So during this transition process, probably starting around mid-November, members can expect to receive a call from Accredo. So, you know, for members listening, if you use Accredo and you see, if you use specialty and you see Accredo calling you, please take that call if you see Accredo's name on your caller ID, because they will call you to guide you through the transition process. And our goal is to make that as easy as possible. And because we understand people taking specialty medications have chronic or complex conditions. And the last thing we want is confusion or concern where members stop taking their medications. So we will guide them with Accredo as our partner through that transition.
Awesome. Is there anything else that our people should know, or the administrators, the unit admins, or the members should know about this transition? Or who should they call if they have questions or anything like that?
Yeah, so there is a 800 number as of November 1st. Members can access that 800 number. And, you know, that's available again after November 1st. Come after January 1st, members can still call that toll-free number, but they can also access myprime.com and get additional information there as well. And then I guess the one thing I'd like to mention is that, you know, change is not easy. Even if it's positive change, it's not easy. So we are doing everything that we can to minimize disruption, to make the transition smooth. And so when January 1 comes, everyone's happy. So again, it's not easy. We know members will need to do some legwork up front. You know, like I said, check your retail pharmacy to see if it participates. Look to see what tier your drug falls on Prime's list of preferred drugs. So when you do go to that retail pharmacy after January 1st, any surprise will just be a positive surprise. So I would leave with that is just think about, you know, change is not easy, but once we get over the transition process, people will become, again, once familiar with Prime, because as you mentioned, Michelle, Prime was the PBM for LGHIB about 4 or 5 years ago. And we can't be happier that you guys are coming back on board. And we're confident your members will be happy too, and you as our client.
Yeah, and what's really great about this is, you know, our plan benefits are not changing. The structure is still the same when it comes to tier one drugs being $15 or less. All of, you know, those things are how the plan is structured is still the same. But going back with what you said before about making sure people check that formulary to see where their drug lies with it, we're going to be very proactive in our communication efforts to both our members and subscribers in getting out this information. So we hope to reach all of our subscribers, all of our members, so that way nobody there are no surprises. So, and Prime is working with us very closely on this transition and ensuring that everything is very smooth and we don't leave anybody out. So we're excited about this partnership. We'll have more information, but everything with it and our plan benefits will remain the same. All the tier structures and how it works, things will remain the same, but we will have more information about all the things, including for tier two and tier three, that are direct member reimbursement process. We'll have information about all of that as we get closer to kickoff. So, yeah. Anything else, Jessica?
No, thank you. And I think it's important to note and want to thank Arlene and Prime and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama for being willing to open up those customer service lines November 1st, because that coincides with our open enrollment, so that members can make informed decisions during open enrollment that best suits them and their needs for the upcoming year.
So that Blue Cross Blue Shield number, that customer service number, of course, it's open now for people if they have medical or dental questions about the program, but effective November 1st, they can call if they have questions about their pharmaceutical or pharmacy benefits. And that phone number is 1-800-321-4391. People can also call us and we can help direct them to where they need to go. But that's going to be their first, the best first stop for them is to contact the Blue Cross Blue Shield customer service number. That number is located on their current Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance card. Again, thank you so much, Arlene, for joining us today for this episode of Covered Conversations. We're looking forward to this relationship and working through all the things. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.